What's going on, good people? I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful week. I would like to welcome everybody to episode 9 of Beyond a Different World. And again, my name is Fred Hodges. I am the Director of Multicultural Student Services here at RMU. And just in case, if you're just now tuning in, be sure to follow us on social media. You can follow the office page at RMU_MSS. And you can also like the Facebook page at Beyond a Different World. Catch up. You know, we've had some good shows. We had some good guests. We had some good people, you know, just blessing the mic. And as always, we're going to open the show up with a little motivation. I've always did quotes from different people throughout the weeks on, but I think it's time for me to quote myself. And so this week... That's right, baby girl. we're gonna get into our guests in a second. But this week we're gonna do a little motivation for myself, and that comes from everything starts with your mind, and from your mind it creates your heartbeat, which is your passion, and from your passion that creates action. And any idea is good, but without action it's just an illusion. Fred Hodges. So, you feel that? And without further ado, we got a very, very special guest here this week. And I definitely want to introduce the world, the community, everybody, to Mr. Fred Foo Underwood.
Good people, good people, good people. I know you hear the younger.
Yes, yes. And then we have a very, very, very special guest, Sky Love.
Tell him hello.
All right. Yeah, she'll say hello. You'll hear her through the mic eventually. So Foo, man, don't you tell everybody, tell RMU, tell the community, tell the world, what's the day in the life of Mr. Underwood?
I guess it's very unpredictable, as anybody's life is, honestly. A lot of people always give me this like dope speeches about who I am first, and I never can follow up with that real life confidence, honestly. But I will say, I like to say I'm a regular guy that just does regular things, and those regular things just chase my dream. I just like to really just live for me and just go about the day like the wind, honestly.
Nice.
Whatever happens, happens.
Nice. You know, I definitely want to commend everything that you're doing. I know you're always doing stuff within the community.
Every day.
Yeah, just about. You know, your name, your face, it's out here. You know, you're definitely doing a lot of events, a lot of things that you're promoting, a lot of things that you're hosting. You're traveling and hosting. You've hosted a few events here at RMU, and by the way, I must say the students love you.
I'll be back.
They can't wait. I know they can't wait. And now, not only that, but you're also a newfound father.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
newfound father.
It's a blessing and a curse, but more of a blessing.
Most definitely.
You know, everything got a negative, everything got a positive, but I love it.
Definitely. So how do you be able to, like, how can you manage time, you know, with everything that you're doing?
I mean, it's you have to. You know what I mean? Like, some things just aren't optional. You know what I mean? Like, how do you live? You have to eat. That's pretty much how it goes. Managing time, it's 24 hours in a day, in everybody's day. It's all about what you do with your 24 hours. You know what I mean? I learned to minimize social media more. I learned to eat on the go. I learned what will help me with my energy level eating that. You know what I mean? Or that's going to make me sluggish, or I can't eat this at this time. It's all a balance, honestly. Life is a balance. Like, I just went to a high school earlier, and I pretty much told them that everything you do has a consequence, good or bad. Every choice you make, every opinion, every thought, and it's like everything you do takes up time. So you just have to manage every second. Like, there's a guy, Gary Vaynerchuk. He started off with baseball cards, and his biggest thing was every second is counted for. Like, you'll never get a second back, so it's over. After that second's gone, it's a memory. And the memory is all you remember. It might not even be what really happened. It might just be what you remember. So in my time, my management, it's all about what I want to remember, how I want people to remember me. When I die, I want you to remember me for the truth. Whatever your truth is of me, I'm cool with that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And that's how I manage it. As far as my daughter, You could tell me I'm a great father, terrible father. I don't care. As long as she grows up and say I was an amazing father, thank you. That's all I ask for. Exactly. Even my lady, she can say what she wants. But at the end of the day, as long as my daughter knows, that's all I ask, honestly.
Wow.
And that's the job. That's really how easy the job is. It's about her. Nobody else.
Most right, definitely. Mama? And baby girl singing. So for those who do not know, you know, Fred is very active in the community. He's an activist, not only an activist, but he's a spoken word artist. He DJs. He literally does
if
everything.
He makes money and it's legal, I'll do it.
Exactly. He literally does like anything within the arts. You know, he's a very creative mind. He's a very creative thinker. So anything within the arts, that's pretty much Fu's realm. That's what he's doing. He's building a brand, building a company, mm-hmm. Fred Fu and the family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely you will be hearing a lot of things that is being produced by Fred Fu and the family. And so what type of, say, for instance, you know, I want to get into spoken word, or I want to write, or I know how, but I don't know how to express what I'm writing or showcase my arts. What type of, you know, words of advice would you have for myself or others?
I mean, the biggest step is, what do you like to do? You know what I mean? Like the very first step in doing something is doing it. You know what I mean? My one of my good friends, Joe Brooks, his biggest thing is, if you want to do it, do it. Don't tell me what you want to do. Do it. Ask me how I can help you do it. Don't ask me how to do it. You know how to do it. If you want to draw and your drawings are ugly, draw more. My friend Carlos Thomas, he's a chef. And he was like, man, people aren't booking me to cook for them, and I just don't understand why. And I was like, what's the last thing you cooked? And he's thinking about it. You shouldn't have to think about it. You ask me my last poem, I know the last poem. You know what I mean? You just have to do exactly what you want to do. It's that simple. It's just, you know what I mean? I want to be, do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you start with doing it, the rest will pick up. You'll get better. You'll put more time into it. You'll love it more. People will support you more because you're doing it more, because it's consistency. Consistency starts with doing it. And that's just, right, mama? That's just what it is. You know what I mean? It's literally that simple. It's just doing it. Because nobody's going to believe you until you do it.
Most definitely. Wow. I mean, that's deep. That's deep. So what is what's one of the biggest challenges that you may face?
Other people's opinion. It's just honestly what it is. I'm Fred Fu and the family is simply that. Fred Fu and the family. I started the name simply through not wanting to take credit for the work that people are helping me do. I do a lot of shows, but I don't do it by myself. I'll do maybe the masses. I'll come up with the biggest idea, or I came up with most of it, but my sister might be doing the emails, or my lady might be going to this meeting for me, or you might have Jock running the show before I even get off work. You know what I mean? Like, different people are helping me. But other people's opinion, I learned you can't let it change the ultimate goal. You can't let it change what you're really trying to do. And that's pretty much what was the challenge was. Because I would come up with, all right, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then somebody would throw out a good idea. And then I'll change exactly this, this, and this. Now it's that, those, and this. And you know what I mean? And it just messes things up, because now the ultimate goal is not the same because somebody's opinion got in there.
Okay.
And that could be in anything. My shows, my life, my relationship, my family, my car, you know what I mean? Put this gas, not that gas. Put this opinion, not that opinion. Go here, not there. Date her, not him. She don't even love you. You know what I mean? Like, every little thing is somebody's opinion that can alter the ultimate goal. And that's the biggest thing, just staying on track, looking back at that goal every day. All right, yep, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Nice. So, you know, definitely I see what you're saying. Because, there, I mean, there's times where, you know, I come in and I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, man, I gotta do this, and I gotta do that, and I got this to do, and I got that to do, and you know, I'm doing diversity programs to, you know, students that don't want to open their minds for the term diversity, or, you know, dealing with different people and their different opinions and different things such as that, and I have to eliminate that. I have to eliminate that, because at the end of the day, there is a better goal a bigger goal and a bigger picture than myself. You know, so I definitely see what you're saying on that
note.
Yeah, yes, sir. Most definitely. Most definitely. So what inspires you? What inspires you to be the man that you are? And mind you, I must say, you know, I've watched you've grown and, that's you know, true. I admire, you know, I admire you. I admire you. You inspire me.
Appreciate it. I do.
You motivate me because I mean, there's very few.
Bless you,
baby girl. Bless you. There's very few that have the work ethic that you have, and you know I appreciate the things that you're doing for the community, for the city, for you know a lot of individuals who are looking up and looking forward for you. So, what inspires you?
I think my inspiration changed with my goals.
Okay.
And I'm just learning that as I go. The bigger you get or the more you take on, I'll say it that way, because I don't want to make it like I'm like big stream. I don't like thinking like I'm Diddy or Jay-Z or something, right? Like I just want to be at the end of the day, we're all humans. I was in high school and they used to say like, you think you're above the law. I don't think I'm above the law. I just don't think the law's above me. That's just how I see it. Like I think we're all even ground at the end of the day. Like we all eat and sleep.
Right.
But I think the inspiration comes in with, for a long time, it was the little people. Like, that was my word. The little people inspired me. But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm learning there's no one that's a little person. Simply because the big people need the little people. And the little people are looking up to the big people. But at the end of the day, it's the little people helping the little people. So I think that's where my inspiration sparked. But where the fire kept going was in everything you just said. People seeing... they're getting motivated through me. My sister's big on protect your energy. And it's like, that's what inspires me, is the fact that people call me for a little burst of energy. You're around me and you just feel a little better. Your day's better. You smile more.
Right.
I crack a joke and you laughing so hard, you didn't think you was going to smile today. That's what inspires me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we all going to get dealt the hand that we don't want to play. But what you going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm learning. Like, I'm still evolving. I'm only 26. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not big. I'm not where I want to be. But that's where the hunger comes back in. You know what I mean? I'm not where I want to be. I thought at the end of this year, I'll have this and then that, and I'll have this, and I'll have $1 million by 30. That's the goal. I'm 26. I want to have $1 million in my checking account by 30. So I have 4 years to get $1 million. I do the math. I need to save $216 per day for 4 more years. That's including Sundays. You know what I mean? Like, just off the math, and it's like, that's where the inspiration comes back in. Because it's like, I don't know nobody else thinking that. I don't know who just took $1 million, divided by four, added the days in the month that it is right now, and figured out. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what I'm thinking about. But then I'm learning money's not everything. Money don't buy loyalty. It don't buy love. It don't buy family members that really care. It don't buy people to check up on you. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what it buy. So I'm not really driven by the money. I'm just driven by the people in general. The help. I'd rather help the whole... everyone's talking about the storm right now. The two hurricanes.
Hurricane like, Harvey and Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, like a two-week radius. And it's like, oh, those storms are planned. And it was like, that's cool, but people still don't have cribs. Whether it's planned or not, they're still homeless, period. You know what I mean? Did you plan to blow up his house? Maybe. But he still has a blown up house. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I'm seeing situations. Like, I'm not seeing it like, oh, the government planned 9/11. People still lost family members at the end of the day, period. You were enslaved for 400 years, yes. And some people still live like slaves today.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to look at the big picture in the picture every time. And that's just how I see it. And that's just where the inspiration comes, because I'm thinking of 10 things at once, noticing something else and paying attention to that.
Right.
And some people call it ADD. I just think I'm multitasking again in my head. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you
see
mean.
It differently.
Nah, you're absolutely 100% right. And I know how you feel on that. I can contest. I can relate, you know, just by the job that I'm doing. And especially as far as protecting your energy, whew, boy, I mean, there are some negative people that can literally be toxic.
Every day.
You know, there is some negative energy that can literally be toxic. There are some things that, like literally can come and just throw you off of your square.
The whole day.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Just throw you off of your whole day. You know, and
social
that's
media is the king of it, though. You know, the queen of it, or whatever gender you want to give it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think social media is a huge factor.
Oh, you're right.
Because you're paying attention to falsified lives.
Mm.
Damn, she's so happy, but she want to commit suicide. You don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, social media just, I'm just learning. Like, I took like a month and a half off, and it like, it felt good, man. My phone was charged. I like had more time on my hands. Like, I didn't even know. I'm finding out about stuff in the news that I didn't even know exist. Like, they were talking about some girl in a freezer in Chicago or something. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that was a sad story.
They was like, justice for her. And I'm like, what are y'all talking? You know what I mean? Just from not being on social media, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
And it's like, some of my friends are upset. Like, yo, how don't you know this? You need to stay up on it. And it's like, no offense, but why do I need to stay up on negative stuff? Let's stay up on something positive, and she would have never been in the freezer. What happened to, like, looking forward to making sure your friends are okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I see upteen videos of people just – I used to do it. I'm not even going to lie. You remember. I used to take pictures of people drunk, passed out, sleep, throwing up. And it became like people talk to me like, yo, that's somebody's child. That's your friend. Like, they could be dead. You know what I mean? Like, just naming it, I'm thinking, like, wow. What happens when I become a big-time star and somebody leaks a picture of me passed out on somebody's couch? Because that's what they do in this mainstream world. Like, that's what TMZ loves. That's what, you know what I mean? That's what people get paid on.
Right.
And it's like social media just, I don't know, it's like it's a world of just negative draining, right? But it's at the same token, as much hate in the world, there's the same amount of love. But people don't see that because they so focused on the hate.
Right.
All they see is their gaslight on. They didn't realize they already made it home. And it's like, your gaslight is on, but you're at the crib. What are you talking about?
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, people see the one side every time. And I think that's where social media came in, because, like, people look at memes every day, but they forget them is real people in the pictures. In every meme, that's a real life picture. So, like, next time look at a meme, take the words off, and be like, yo, them is really people.
Right.
Somebody really drowning, and you know what I mean? But it's like when you're in the crib and she say come through, and it's like, but somebody really is dying in this picture in real life.
Wow.
Man. Social media, man. Stay away as much as you can if you're feeling toxic. That's all I'm
saying. And it's funny because I really don't be on social media like that. My lady, she always go, oh, you're forever posting. You're always posting something. But honestly, all I'm doing is literally I'm posting some positivity. Like, especially on my Facebook, I'm always posting something positive. I post something positive. I would post and literally log off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would post and just log off because I don't want to be on my timeline because of the simple fact that you're getting falsified information, falsified news. You're also getting a lot of the fight videos that is, you know, deteriorating or discrediting the name of somebody. You know, you're getting a bunch of just garbage that's out there, and I mean, honestly, I don't have time to and I can't literally enter that negative energy into my life or into my spirit, because one, I'm super duper duper busy and I just can't be thrown off by that. You know, it's funny because every time I'm, you know, walking here on campus, you know, everybody asks me, Fred, how you doing today? I'm living the dream. I'm literally living the dream.
For sure.
I'm living, for one. I'm breathing. I woke up this morning, and I'm doing the things that I love to do. I'm motivating people. I'm encouraging people. I'm spreading positivity and happiness on this campus. So it's like, you will see me on this campus with a smile on my face constantly. You'll never know when I'm actually going through something, because my smile can brighten your day.
Every day.
Exactly. You know, my smile can brighten your day. My smile can encourage you. Me saying living the dream can encourage you, even, you know, because you never know anybody's story. You never know somebody is going through something. So if I can spread, if I can spread a little love, sorry, everybody, Scott Love is just being a little frisky. But however, if I can spread a little love, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Because every day I'm doing something that is bigger than myself. Every day I'm doing something that's bigger than me. What I'm doing, me sitting here and doing this podcast, I'm not doing this podcast just for me. This podcast is not just for me. This podcast is not just for you. The events and the things that you do in the city, that's not just for them. That's not just for you. That's for that life that you save. That's for that person that you inspired. That's for that person that you've motivated towards doing great things in life. How rewarding is it to say, man, I am going to create something great? Why? Because I saw Fred Fu do it. Mm-hmm. I am going to do something great on Orem Youth Campus. Why? Because I saw Fred Hodges do it. I am going to do amazing things. Why? Because I saw whoever do it. It's funny because of the simple fact that when I graduated, my mentor, I thanked my mentor and I hugged my mentor and I graduated my master's. When I didn't even think I was going to get a master's. I didn't even think I was going to get a bachelor's, to be honest with you. I really didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't care. But I think you kind of, and you witnessed my growth. You witnessed a little bit of my transition when I got to grad school. You know, Fu and I mean, we've been rocking for 7 years, 8 years.
I was about to say, it's been like eight.
Yeah.
I was 17, I'm 26.
Right, about 8 years, you
That's
know.
Nine.
Yeah, pretty, yeah,
the
9 years.
School just started.
Yeah.
I was a freshman.
Exactly.
So yeah, technically, mm-hmm. I'm on our ninth year.
So for those who do not know, Fred Fu and I, we went to school together. I mean, not only that, but then we're also in the same fraternity. But, I mean, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that because of the things that both him and I are doing. So he witnessed my transition, as going back to what I was saying. He witnessed my transition when I got to grad school. And I mean, literally, it was just an eye opener, just being there. And when I hugged my mentor and I thanked him for never giving up on me and for always instilling me the essential information that I need to be great. He looked at me and he said, the only way that you can thank me, don't thank me with your words, thank me with your actions. Pay it forward. Be there and be a mentor for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Be there and support somebody else. Motivate somebody else. Educate somebody else. And to this day, that's exactly what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm doing. And it's such a rewarding feeling doing that, just being a big piece in someone's life. My bad. I was getting ready to cut.
You got me thinking of stories in my life. Start reminiscing.
I mean, honestly, because last week, you know, I had Myron and I had Omar here in the studio, and Myron said, you know, the one thing that inspired him was his failures. The things that inspired him was his life. And honestly, that sent chills up my spine because of the simple fact that I too have a story. Mm-hmm. I too have something that I've been through. I've been through ups. I've been through downs. I've been through oppression, depression. No matter what, you know, I always tell people, and I make it as a joke, you can literally write a movie or write a book on my life because I've been through it all. And I think that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm here today, because of this bigger picture. You know, mm-hmm. Same thing with you, Fu. That's why you are here today, because it is a bigger picture, because of the things that you went through in life, the things that made you who you are. You know, oh my goodness, it's such a great and honestly a wonderful feeling. You know, so for those that, you know, do creative thinking and those that want to be in the arts, what would be like one characteristic that you would say that you would need to possess?
Being yourself.
Mm.
Be yourself. There's already a Martin Lawrence. There's already a Lil Wayne. There's already a Langston Hughes. There's already a Maya Angelou. You know what I mean? Like, but there's not a you. Mm. Literally, there's not a you. So whatever your twist is, you can idolize whoever. You can look up to everyone. You could, you know what I mean? You could rewrite whoever stuff forever. I just got hip to Little Dicky. And dude is dope. He wrote a freestyle based on The Lion King, describing the whole movie.
Oh wow.
Literally, like, I would advise anyone to go watch that joint. And it's like, it's unreal. You know what I mean? There's not a Little Dicky out there.
Mm.
He talks about, like, I hate how artists always talk about their money. I got money, didn't have money, Didn't know I was gonna have this much money. Got so much money, don't know what to do with it. Oh, I got more money. Then when you really think about it, it's like, you're right, dude. Like, they don't talk about nothing about their money for real. They're not telling nobody how to get that money that they got. So just be you. That's my biggest advice. That's one thing I try to remember all the time. It just be myself on stage. One thing I always do, anyone that ever seen me on stage know, I talk to the crowd directly. I talk directly to you. I talk to you. I got you, mama. I talk directly to the crowd, directly to the people, especially to the people I already know. And if the people I don't know aren't giving me feedback, I will speak directly to you. Excuse me, sir, in the red shirt. What's your name? Straight like that. I'm being me on stage. That's just what I like to do. It makes me more comfortable. And it's going to make you more comfortable just being you. You wrote that for a reason. Recite it like you would recite it. Don't recite it how what's modern. Don't recite it how poets recite. There's a trillion different ways to recite a poem. She wants your socks off. You such a thing, twinkle. I got you, mama. Go ahead, do you. Do you. Go ahead, play with your feet. Sometimes you just gotta let your feet breathe, you know?
yes,
for
yes,
the ladies,
indeed.
That's just when you take your bra off. That's what they relate to. But for babies, it's the sock. You take the sock off. For the fellas, it's just putting your phone on the charger. That's just what it is. Yeah. That's your, man, it was a long day. We just plug our phone in. That's our long day. For babies, they just gotta pull their socks off, man.
There
it
is.
That's what it is. I'm learning, man.
I mean, she's comfortable. She's comfortable.
It's just the left sock, though. The right sock is always on. I don't know. Right, mama?
Oh, man. But that's definitely, please, you know, if you are thinking about, you know, being in the arts, or if you are in the arts and, you know, you're a little shy on expressing yourself and you're a little shy on, you know, definitely going out there and showcasing what you have, be you. Be you. And honestly, and one thing I want to say is, if you are shy on expressing yourself and showcasing who you are, always keep in mind that, you know, faith is taking that first step without seeing the entire staircase. You never know what you're going to get yourself into unless you take that risk. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want to take risk. I'm not a risk taker. But little do you know, we're taking risks no matter what decision
every
that we make.
Day you start your car, man, it sparks. Literally, it sparks a flame to start the engine. That is a risk.
Right. You know, deciding to go left or deciding to go right, deciding to right left or deciding to right, it's a risk. It's a risk because of the simple fact that every action is a reaction. Everything that you're going to do, you're going to get some form of result. So whether that result is what you want or whether that result is what you don't want, keep in mind, no matter what you do, you're always going to take a risk. And so then you never know the benefits that you can get or the benefits that can manifest once you take that risk. You know, it's so funny because of the simple fact that I would never know that I would do public speaking. I would never know that I would be up in front of masses of, you know, students and youth and people and motivating them towards greatness. I never knew that I would do that until I took that risk, until I actually got up there and said, you know, I can do this. I can do this. And, oh, believe me, please believe, when I first, public speaking is America's number one fear. There's a lot of people that fear public speaking over death. There's a lot of people that say, I'd rather die than speak in front of people. And so, don't get me wrong, you know, when I first got up there, I was nervous. I mean, I was super nervous. I'm sweating and everything. But however, when I did it, it was beautiful. It was absolutely wonderful. And honestly, that the reception that I've received from that was beautiful. And so it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding. I myself, you know, I do a little bit of the arts. I write a little bit, and I also do a little play that I was once a part of. And, you know, within that play, you know, we're talking about a lot of the issues that we face as young adults. It's a touchy subject. But however, looking at somebody and them looking at me in my eyes and telling me, thank you saved my life, was a beautiful thing. that right there, I knew what my purpose was. I knew what my purpose was. And like I say, when I go into classrooms and I do workshops, I always tell everybody, we all are here for a reason. We all have this uniqueness within us. We all have this talent within us that is literally going to change the world. But it's up to us. It's up to us, whether or not we're going to make that happen. Me versus me. You are your best friend or your worst enemy.
Every day.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, definitely please keep that in mind. If you are afraid of, you know, getting up there and showcasing what you love to do, keep in mind, you never know until you actually put your best foot forward and go through. And so we're currently working on Monday Night Rights. Monday Night Rights will be an open mic night in the PNC CAF every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Actually, there's a third Monday of the month coming up, right?
When I start?
Should be this month on the 18th. Yeah, it'll be next week, actually. Next week. So every third Monday of the month, we have Monday Night Rights in the PNC CAF at 7 p.m. And it's just an open mic night. It's just a chance for you to showcase your talents, because that's diversity. That's diversity. It's for the culture because we are the culture. The arts. I'm sorry. Would you say something?
No. Oh. That's true as heck.
I mean, it is. That's diversity. That's, you know, a part of us. That's what makes us us. When people think about diversity, they automatically associate it with race. But it's not. It's our makeup who makes us who we are. It's our beliefs. It's our religion. It's our views. It's the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we look at life, the way we look at people, the way we look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I would venture to say it's not even the makeup. It's the foundation.
Realistically.
The makeup goes over top. The words is the makeup. You yourself being there, that's the foundation.
Exactly.
You got to be there to recite or to write or to be involved. You just got to attend, man. I hate this new world of college. Nobody leaves the dorms. Like, you know, I hate it. It's just annoying. I don't know. Like, I'm not a full-time student, so I don't know how it really is right now. But my last couple years of Edinburgh, it was like a, man, I'm just staying here. It's warmer in my dorm. The dorms are so nice is what it is.
They're comfortable.
They're so nice.
Yeah, they were comfortable.
So nice.
I would speak, you know, and I know, like, your experience, and, you know, Fu was definitely speaking on his experience, because at Edinburgh, you know, our students didn't come out. And that's frustrating, especially when you're running a program. And not a lot of people know the work that it takes to put together a program. And so, you know, we're putting in a lot of work, blood, sweat, and tears, and putting in a program, and no one shows up. That's disheartening. That's disheartening. And it's very, in those who run programs here on this campus, you know how rewarding it is to see the work that you put in manifest. So, but I would say, you know, for those students that are here on this campus, we do have, like, a heavy student involvement.
Yeah, I will say that. They come out.
Yes, they do. You know, they come out, they support each other, and they're there in numbers.
Y'all laugh at my jokes, too. I do like Robert Moore students. Now that I flashback real quick. You're right. I start reminiscing on the old thing.
Nah, definitely. And I commend each and every last one of you RMU students. Thank you for supporting each other. Thank you for being there for each other. And, you know, I hope that everyone was safe last weekend during homecoming. I really hope that, you know, everyone, and continue to support each other, you know, continue to support each other, continue to be there. Yeah, it was last weekend, you know, it was a great homecoming, great turnout, you know.
Time really fast.
That it does. And I feel like literally we were just moving in. We were just
play.
We played.
I can Google it.
Let me look that up real quick for you, real quick, because I don't know why it literally just slipped my mind, and it just happened. That's crazy. But at any rate, you know, I commend you. I commend you, RMU students. Thank you for doing the things that you do. So, with that being said, Monday Night Rights, that's coming up. September 18th. You know what? I'm sorry, that already happened. So that Monday Night Rights, every third Monday of the month, every third Monday of the month, make sure that, you know, you're coming up to Monday Night Rights. I kind of got my dates a little mixed up, but however, you know, there's a next one that's coming up in October if you missed last night's Monday Night Rights. So, but, you know, moving forward, do you have, like, you see, like, I usually open my show up with some words of encouragement. I usually open my show up with, you know, just kind of words of encouragement, quotes of encouragement, things to kind of get people, like, motivated and focused. And so I open the show, and then I close the show with words of encouragement by each of my guests. So what would you have for our listeners?
Let me find this one little I'll say my daily motto. Every day I wake up, I look in the mirror. I have a dry erase board. I write on my mirrors every day at home. My lady does the same, and my daughter doesn't really write on it, but we read it to her every morning, whatever we wrote. But my to-do list every day is I write down how I feel. Get a piece of paper, write down how you feel. You get a dry erase board, write down how you feel. I encourage everybody to do this, literally. It's five things, but it's four things, realistically. You write down how you feel. You write down the people you love, no matter how long or short the list is. Don't even matter. If it comes to your mind, write them down. Don't act like you didn't think about what you just thought about. Write down any goals you have. Look at your list. Add to the list. And then write down how you feel. Every single day. Literally, it's five things. One, write down how you feel. Two, write down the people you love. Three, write down your goals. Four, add to your list. Five, write down how you feel. And the only reason why I say do that every day, like my encouragement and why that helps me, you find out who you care about more. Mm. You find out who you think about. You'll remember who's thinking about you. You'll remember why you started whatever you're doing. And it's going to remind you on what track to stay on. It reminds you what street to stay on. There's so many distractions in this world now. Like, I love and hate it. You know what I mean? I told you about social media. I told you about how family drives me. But there's so many distractions that you'll never realize the number of distractions. But you'll realize what's not a distraction based on just that list. So I encourage people to literally remember why they started. Wow. I say all that to just say, just remember why you started.
Wow, that's beautiful. Please take heed to that. Take heed to that. That's absolutely dope. I've never heard that, and I'm doing that. So that, wow. See, just like I said last week, I'm a learner. I love to learn. I love to learn, and I learn. Every day you're learning. Keep that in mind. All right, good people. I hope you all have a wonderful week. As always, we're going to close it out with our song of the week. This song for this week will be Kanye West's Through the Wire. The reason why, I mean, we talked about creativity and how creative is it to record a song with your mouth wired shut. And that lets you know that there's no obstacle that can keep you from what you really want to do. There's no excuses that can keep you from what you really want to do. If you have the heart, the passion, the hunger, and the consistency in order to reach your goals, they will be reached. Mm-hmm. All right, people. Take care. Have a lovely week. Stay motivated. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah. I
drink a boost for breakfast, an inshore for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Izzles back to wizard. How do you console my mom or give her light support? Telling her son's own life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now, if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. And I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds, it was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver two on a sue. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash, and I still won't grow up. I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid that I did, but I'm a champion. So I turn tragedy to triumph. Yeah. Make music that's fire. Spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, did you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.